السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I wish not to record this, but again, I'm reluctant and I have to do it. For years in my life until today, when you meet young lady or young woman or young girls or young man or young boy in a 20 and 30, the only topic, I won't get married. 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 Somebody is very good. I want a good man. I want a good woman. I want to be a good family. I want. This fine. Very fine. But the question in here, like one person I met him, he said, the way we drive a car, we cannot drive a car without a license. Why we do not have a training session for men and women want to get married? Sure, some small country do that. Like Malaysia, for example, before you get married, you have to go for training, husband and wife training, until they get a license to get married. And even then, is no tarbiyah. Yes, it's different knowledge, but no tarbiyah. Now the question for me and you. I claim I'm a good woman. I want to be a good woman. I claim my husband or me, I won't be a good man. But the musibah in the ummah, the big musibah. Imagine, I won't be a chef, but I don't want to learn how to cook. I won't be a chef, but I do not want to learn about ingredient and how to put it together. I want to swim, but I do not want to go for training. You can talk. I see something big problem in the young youth of the ummah. Number one, we have to remember, this young youth is not like us. It's not like my time. We used to have a beautiful people around, elder. We sit down with them. We learn. We travel with them. Today, the young youth, they choke. They cannot take an elder. They cannot take an advice. They cannot take upbringing. Imagine, you do not want to upbring yourself, but you want to be a responsible father and mother. You won't get married, but you do not want to be a man or a woman. You won't get married, but you do not know nothing about man or a woman or a children. Today, I see a big musibah in the ummah, a big problem, a big calamity. We run, and we wait until we have the problem, and the problem get big, and after that, we won't solve it. This is not the way I grow up. The way I grow up, before we make the problem, we try to prevent it. We try to learn. You remember the famous say, prevention better than cure? Why we claim things with the tongue, and when the time come, we're not putting our tongue in practice? Why we not investment the time and effort to learn and grow? At least I have some good quality, I can share it with my child. Because I cannot share with a child a link. I cannot bring a child a link. I cannot take him to the supermarket to buy a link. I cannot let him solve everything by a link and Google. We forget the companionship. We forget the companionship. We forget the power of companionship. We forget the power of seeking knowledge and consultation with humble and humility. We forget all this. Wait Wait, young people, until you get married, and your child will behave like you. And at this time, what are you going to give? You only can give of what you have. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we have a bringing program. We have a lot to offer to the ummah and the young youth. Why are we not taking it seriously? Why are we not taking our life seriously? I'm dealing with a lot of young people who have young children, and the children are like zombies, like retarded. Doesn't mean they are the negligent and the criminal act of the mother and father. They play a big shot and they are bankrupt in upbringing. Okay. Either you learn, you grow, or you give your children to the right place and people. Or at least make it as a sincere effort to grow. The amana is big. The responsibility is big. And yawm al-qiyamah, you will wish. You humble yourself and you grow. You humble yourself and you seek knowledge. You humble yourself and you ask question. You humble yourself and consult on time. You humble yourself and running to be a company of those who have something they can offer you and give you and share with you. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you know what I'm talking about it? We're living in a state of lie, deceiving, lack of ikhlas. Because if you have ikhlas, if you have humble and humility, if you are honest and sincere, if you are truthful to yourself, you seek knowledge. You seek the companion of those who have it. And be patient until you grow. We have upcoming program. Please do your utmost. Do your utmost. Don't tell me you have no time. When you die, you have no time. When the angel of death come, you have no time. Now you have no time. Now you have the opportunity. Tomorrow, you do not have it anymore. And remember, every day pass by, your child develop bad habits. You are bringing your child in the wrong manner. And by the time heaven and you wake up, that mistake is done, damage is done, and the correction will be super difficult. Super, super difficult. Wake up big time, everyone. Please, please. Your children is an amana. Every moment you learn and you grow is a plus for you. Every moment you learn and grow, it is a plus for you and your children and the future of the ummah and mankind. You earn it to yourself. Is a duty, is an amana, is an obligation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to humble ourselves and seek knowledge and seek upbringing before we want to have a responsibility of another human being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the arrogance of ourselves and evil of ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to humble, to reflect, grow, and benefit from other before they die. Because once you die, it's finished. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.